This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai. Check out the Southtown Hyundai Advantage at southtownhyundai.ca.
Bottle of what is believed to be the world's oldest whiskey, which dates back to revolutionary times, hitting the auction block this summer.
How old are we talking here? Because I've heard, I don't drink whiskey. Whiskey, bourbon, it's better with age?
Yeah, for the most part, but after you hit a certain age, I think it starts to deteriorate and break down. So it's actually not even drinkable.
Ew, what?
Yeah, they don't recommend.
Why would you buy it?
Well,
what are you using it for?
It's a piece of history.
And clean a wound, maybe.
No, but like, imagine having the first bottle of whiskey in your collection and like, no, you're not drinking it, but that's a pretty big swag factor. Like, you can't drink a Wayne Gretzky rookie card either, but having it is pretty cool.
All right.
It's a piece of history.
Sure. You know who's going to buy this? Somebody who uses empty bottles of Jack Daniels as home decor.
No.
Yes.
No, that's like college students. They can't afford this. It's expected to go between $20,000 and $40,000.
Everyone listening is thinking of someone they went to school with that lined up their Jack Daniels bottles in their kitchen, like above the cabinets.
Like I did that when I lived in Bonnyville. We had all the 60s that we had drank.
Although
lined up.
I will say there was one guy that went next level with it and put soap in a Jack Daniels bottle and put a little dispenser squirty thing on the top. And I was like, that's pretty creative.
Mm-hmm. Or candle holders.
Gross.
But so this was, it dates back to between 1762 and 1802 that it was produced and bottled in 1860.
Wow.
Apparently there was three bottles of this stuff left, and J.P. Morgan, who was the creator, I suppose, his son gifted them to Washington politicians in the 1940s. So
you never think about things like that. Something that's being gifted right now could be worth something. I mean, that's what people told us about our Beanie Babies, and now, like, well, they're useless.
Good point. I've thought about that, too. Like,
really?
Am I putting things in garage sales or throwing things out or donating things that are actually have the potential to be worth something? I bet almost everybody has owned something that was worth a lot more than they think.
Well, even Gwen Stefani was trending yesterday because in her Don't Speak music video, she's wearing a dress, a polka dot dress.
Mm-hmm.
And she, 25 years later, like this week, she wore it again. But back then, did she think it was going to be that big of a deal? How'd she know to keep it?
Right.
That thing's worth millions of dollars.
Well, and even I saw that Prince Harry and Prince William have agreed to lend their mom's wedding dress to a museum.
Oh, I thought you meant to a person. I was like, who?
No, just for a short amount of time, I think.
Yeah.
But like,
see, that makes sense to me because that wedding was huge.
Sure. But at the time, are you like, this wedding dress is going to be worth millions in two decades?
I think so.
Yeah.
That was a bad example. Hate to break it to you.
Thanks.
On Play 107.
It's time for Complaint Corner. You can always get in on this as well. It's 780-784-7107. Who are you complaining about?
Complaints about my roommate.
Yeah.
Stop all hours of the night. I got to clean up after her. I have to, like, she doesn't cook for herself, so I have to cook for her. It's my daughter, but.
Oh, okay. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Oh, that was a good laugh.
My complaint today is when you're really enjoying a meal and then somebody at the table's like, can you eat a little bit louder? Why don't you slurp some more? That sounds disgusting.
No,
it's
Kate.
Like I'm enjoying my soup. Thank you.
This is something that we can't be bringing to light because guess what? Every single person listening right now is going to be listening to the people around them at the dinner table, and they're going to just start hating everyone they live with. You can't be paying attention to it because everybody chews loud. It's nasty.
Exactly. So, like, if you don't want to hear me make noises when I'm enjoying a meal, please go eat by yourself somewhere else. By the way, I'm talking to you.
A new species of dinosaur was recently discovered in a hotel room in Australia.
What?
Okay, not actually, but a woman named Carly moved from British Columbia to Australia with her partner and their three-year-old daughter, Florence. Now, when you move somewhere, obviously you're going to be doing that 14-day quarantine, and they were doing it in a hotel.
Okay.
And with a three-year-old, you got to keep her mind stimulated. Imagine being in a hotel room with a three-year-old for 14 days straight. So no. What they started doing is everything that they got in paper bags as takeout, they started creating this dinosaur. It stands 5 feet tall, and it's made completely out of paper. And they said when they're done their 14 days of quarantine, they're going to obviously recycle all of it except for the head. They're going to keep it as a reminder of the memories that they had over the last 2 weeks. But this dinosaur is so sweet. Like, look at this, Ryder. Like, it's not even a crappy-looking dinosaur. It's legit. Like, I could picture this being in a Pixar film, and it's made completely out of brown paper bags.
I hope that the execs at Pixar are paying attention to this, because that would be a really cool
like short
storyline. Yeah,
yes, I love it.
Tell me something good.
My story is about a 12-year-old who has accomplished more than we all have at 12. During the course of the pandemic, obviously the landscape of education has changed a bit, but it hasn't held her back. While most preteens are figuring out, you know, middle school and like just really getting on top of tying their shoes properly, she's graduated high school and is set at 12 years old to attend Arizona State University via remote learning in May. So she's going to be doing summer school. She plans, by the time she's 16, to become a NASA engineer, where she hopes to employ her skills to building rovers like the ones set to Mars on missions. She said, I plan on driving a future space mobile by the time I graduate college, maybe before I can get my driver's license.
I was going to say, that's going to be in the next 3 years.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah, that's cool.
12 years old, man.
Tell me something good.
So more people are switching careers at an older age than ever before. So we were interested in what you were doing and what you are doing now.
Yeah, Carrie wrote in saying, I was a unit clerk on a dementia unit and switched to becoming a dog trainer at 42 years old. Like,
why
that's
not?
That's right? The dream, too. If you your whole life have loved animals.
Right.
Think of how much more fun it is for Carrie to go to work.
Well, and I think it's important to instill that there are options in kids as well. Because like you said, you grew up thinking whatever career you pick, that's it for life. And then that makes it very intimidating. Like I was even driving with my 9-year-old yesterday and she's like, I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up. And I'm like, that's awesome. Like, just try to find as many things as possible that you can get interested in and don't put any pressure on yourself to figure that out. And like, if we let them know that, hey, if you do 8 years or 6 years or 2 months in an industry and it's not for you, you can get out.
Yeah.
Go do something else.
One of our listeners, Dan, he calls into the show often. Every time we talk to him, he'll bring up, oh, yeah, well, when I used to do this. Uh-huh. And there's several careers that he's had, and it's just made him such a beautiful, well-rounded person.
Yeah.
And I love that. So if you're listening right now and you feel the pressure, maybe with your age or something you went to school to and you're not using it, that's totally okay, in my opinion. Des wrote in saying, I was a nursing attendant for 16 years, specialized in Alzheimer's patients. I had kids, and now I'm a school bus driver, and I love both of those jobs.
Cool.
Yeah, really cool.
780-784-7107. How about you? What were you doing? What are you doing now?
Through my 20s, I guess, I worked in restaurants and bars, and that was about 8 years of my life. It just kind of happened that it just 180'd, and I met someone that said, why don't you try a trade and do something different? So I did, and now it's been 4 or 5 years.
What trade do you do?
I'm an HVAC technician, so I put up heating and air conditioning and houses and commercial.
Awesome. Yeah. And how have you liked the switch?
It's awesome, actually. I love it. I'm actually running a job now, and I'm like the first female kind of to do that with this company, and it's been actually pretty rewarding. I don't think I'd go back to serving.
Lance wrote in saying, I'm 38 and I'm an electrician, but I just finished the process for the RCMP. I'm waiting to hear back I'm hired or not. So trying to change careers. Yeah, why not try?
If you ever see us speeding, just remember how
you didn't, kind, you didn't see
you
us
didn't
speeding.
See nothing, how kind we were to you.
We support you.
During this segment, super supportive.
Play 107.
Who doesn't need a good cry once in a while? We're counting down our own personal cry anthems.
We're asking you, first of all, what is your go-to cry song? Jess texted in saying Bleeding Love by Leona Lewis does it to me every time. And I responded saying, is it because you saw that dance routine years ago on So You Think You Can Dance? Because there is a duet of a man leaving his woman, and it is so emotional to Bleeding Love.
Okay, and her response?
She said, that routine is literally why. Literal chills right now.
I'm really?
She said she's crying right now listening to our show. So yeah, what song do you cry to often? Like your go-to to let it all out?
Mm.
We're both going to break down our top three lists, and then you just let us know also, who would you rather cry with?
Who's based the on their playlist?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your number three?
I'm going to go with Lifehouse.
Okay.
I truly do believe their career took off because of soap operas and dramas involving hospitals, because that scene in Grey's Anatomy to this song, Broken by Lifehouse. I'm falling apart.
Apologies for all of the mascara that will need to be reapplied.
It was also on General Hospital.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number two?
Number two for me is kind of cheesy, but man, I've cried to this song in the rain several times. Hilary Duff, Come Clean. Let the rain.
When it's raining, do you just be like, growing up, you'd be like, excuse me, mom and dad, I just got to go outside for a second, and then just...
To be honest, I've always been scared to listen to music in the rain, so I actually just listen to it while I'm in the shower.
Okay.
And my number three song...
Well, number one, really.
Well, number one.
Yeah.
I mean, Evanescence. You can't go wrong. Sorry.
Time for my top three cry anthem songs. This one, I remember it was like a really hot day that I cut grass all day on the farm in the Ridemore. And then I saw these huge clouds rolling in. And it was right before I left for my exchange program when I was like 17 after high school. And I just realized that like my childhood was gone. And as this song was playing in my
shockwave,
Panasonic shockwave. Honestly, and the clouds rolled in and it rained and I just shut off the lawnmower and let it rain on me and I just bawled.
Is it Hilary Duff again?
Yes, actually.
Dang. Oh, you're so dramatic.
Yeah, it was a really dramatic scene.
Okay, number two. We're both breaking down our top three songs we've cried to in the past. Who would you rather cry with?
This was my high school crush moved towns, and I went to visit her after, and we ended up making out right before I left. And on my drive home, I realized I couldn't live with or without her.
Where's the, like, it gets, there's no energy in that song. You too. I don't get it. I don't get the hype.
And finally, my number one song to cry to. this one, like, more recent than my others, but when it came out, it hit pretty hard, and I liked it so much. Like, I enjoyed the song so much that I bought the album. Huge mistake. Massive waste of money.
So it's the only good song on it?
Yeah.
Okay. Too much. Like, I am tearing up thinking about it. When I first heard it, I wasn't going through anything at the time. So I was like, this song is so lame. But now I'm like, whoa.
You even got like the cry mouth pasties happening.
Don't tell people that. Ew.
Are you an ugly crier?
I am Kim Kardashian when I cry. 107.
So, a viral video of man almost interrupting an engagement.
Yeah, he was approaching one of his best friends in a parking lot. She was standing there alone. And somebody knew that she was about to get proposed to because they were filming from way up in a building through the window.
Okay.
And he's got his hands in his pocket and he's just casually walking up, maybe asking her what she's up to. But then her boyfriend comes out of left field and drops down on one knee. So he completely pivots and starts walking in a different direction.
Yeah. Save
the
day.
But he's so close to her. Like, you got to think she saw him in her peripheral.
Yeah. That's good on his part.
Yeah.
Quick thinking to get out of there.
So I just saw this. He posted it on Twitter saying, ad almost ruining my best friend's engagement to my bucket list, mm-hmm, or to my things I never thought I would do list.
You did ruin your sister's.
Yes, I did. Yeah. So that my sister's boyfriend at the time, they came over to grab some sleeping blankets, like some, what are those
sleeping
called?
Bags.
Sleeping bags underneath the stairs. And while she was underneath the stairs, he showed me the ring upstairs. And so she's not very far away from us. We're standing above. She's underneath the stairs we're standing on. So she heard us perfectly clear. And he's like, check this out. Shows me the ring. I was like, what's that ring for?
No.
What is that?
That's the most Lisa Evans thing ever. Talking a little bit too loud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not being aware of your surroundings.
So they went hiking, they went camping, they got engaged, and then after she's like, yeah, I knew it was coming. It's so bad.
I almost ruined my dad's political career. He was running for MLA in Saskatchewan, and while he was running, they went out and did like a presser, you know, a charity event or something, and they were going to get some news coverage on it. So they got home to watch the news, and Crime Stoppers came on, and me and three of my dumb friends had been at 7-Eleven after the bar.
I can't believe you were on Crime Stoppers.
And we,
it just boggles my mind.
We took the like Wonder Bread inventory machine. We were like dumb 18, 19-year-olds. And for like no reason, just to
What does
be
an
idiots.
Inventory machine even look like? Does it just scan like, the bread?
Yes. Yeah, so it turned out the thing was worth like $4,400, and we almost got charged with theft over $5,000 if it would have been over $5,000, and like saw jail time. So that came on Crime Stoppers as my poor parents are sitting there about to watch Dad's,
no,
as he's running, and luckily the opposing party didn't get their hands on the information that it was his son, or like I think it would have got blown up and who knows if he would have won.
So perfect.
We have our friend Rebecca on the phone who happened to look outside and see something very strange recently. A tropical bird just dead on her lawn. Like a very tropical bird.
Very unique.
Take it from there.
Yeah, I thought it was fake for a second, but when I poked it, I realized it was definitely real. So I tried a couple of Facebook groups to find the owner. That didn't work. So I called the city of Edmonton, and they're like, okay, we'll come within 24 hours to get it, and we can probably identify them by the tag on its foot.
Okay.
So 4 days later, that doesn't happen.
So was it still on your lawn for 4 days?
No, I picked it up and put it in a garage. He was sleeping in my garage in a box.
Okay.
So I said, okay, we got to give this guy a nice burial because he had a rough go there. So I take the kids out to the forest and we dig a hole and we put the bird in. And I look to my stepdaughter and I say, would you like to say something nice? And her and I say a nice little tribute to the bird. I look at my stepson who's 7 and I say, would you like to say something nice to the bird? And he's like, man, you got clipped with a 9. Sorry about that. Playing too much video games, apparently.
Apparently. So you bury this thing. What if the city shows up?
I'll say, sorry, you guys took too long. We gave him a nice resting place.
Okay.
I just don't understand how someone can lose a tropical bird like that and we don't hear about it. Like, there aren't signs up. How can you buy an expensive bird like that and then not care when it disappears?
I'm 90% sure near the end that it was just a spray-painted pigeon.
That would make a lot more sense, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're listening and you've lost a tropical bird,
or your friends, you have a friend that owned a bird.
Good news, bad news situation.
Gone.
Bad news, gone.
Nice funeral.
Good news is the nice funeral, yeah. Play 107.
7.
I think we have our newest front runner for best listener laugh.
Yeah, so we were off air. Like, during the songs, if somebody calls, we'll shoot the breeze at them. Yep. Sometimes that conversation can last quite a while. So always feel free to give us a call.
Mm-hmm.
We got time in here to chat. Dan often gives us a ring.
Around this time, yeah.
And Dan works at Wine and Beyond and said that they're getting quite busy around work right now. And so I just want to take it from there, but just check the laughs. Awesome.
We're getting ready for Cinco de Mayo Day.
When's that?
May 5th.
May.
Sorry. Sorry, I don't love tequila, you
no,
fiend.
But it's called Cinco de Mayo because that means the 5th of May.
Well, not everyone knows that.
What a
His laugh is the best. At my expense, too. I'll
yep,
take it.
Totally.
Ryder and Lisa. Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai.
Play 107.